So tell me, kind of what made you want to run for city council?
Well, I ran for city council because of the difficulties in our community and in our city. I realized that, hey, you can't complain unless you're willing to do something. And so it was either do something or move. And basically, that's what I did.
I imagine you're talking about gun violence specifically.
Well, when you say gun violence, I think you have the wrong inference. Certainly, violent crime is significant, but the saying guns or gun control is the root of the problem. Certainly not. So I think that's the wrong message, and sadly, some people convey that as the problem, and it's not.
What do you believe are the root problems?
It's a myriad of problems, a value system, accountability, poverty, unemployment, violence in their own household makes it perpetual. There's a significant amount of attributes that lead to that. We have some systemic problems and we need to change that, but Wilmington's no different than other large cities, and we're all facing the same problem.
So how do you plan to address those issues as city councilman?
Well, actually, it's the mayor that will need to address those issues. As city council, we need to support those directions that he takes. I have a lot of hope and faith in the new mayor and our new council president and our council as a whole. My interaction with everybody so far has been very positive. Everybody wants to move in the same direction to improve Wilmington. I'd like to think that we're at the bottom of the curve and we're only going to go up from here.
So while you say, the mayor will be, that's his task, city council does have a large responsibility to work with the mayor. So, what are some specific initiatives that you want to kind of implement along with the mayor to address the issues that you mentioned?
You're correct to say we have a large role, certainly. Okay, but it's the mayor that executes, it's council that helps set that policy that needs to be executed. As far as public safety is concerned, we definitely have to move in the direction of community policing. I don't know why we moved away from that idea in the last few years. Every city in the country is moving toward community policing, so we have to move in that direction. President had a task force on 21st century policing. I think implementing those six pillars is something that we absolutely have to do. We hired Commissioner Ramsey, who actually co-chaired the President's Task Force on that commission. So whether you go to the President's Task Force or you go to my website, you can read that report that they gave. They also have an implementation guide in order to do that. And we just have to move forward. We have to say, hey, we're going to make a difference and start doing it.
So when you say community policing, that can mean a lot of different things to different people. So what specifically do you mean when you say community policing?
Megan, that's a really good point, because I've heard like 20 different aspects of it already, and there's probably 21 or 22 other ones. Community policing, I describe it as my mail lady, Rose. Rose knows everyone in the community, comes by every day, delivers the mail regardless of snow, rain, sleet, or bright sunny day. And everybody knows Rose. And other than the 2 weeks she may take off on vacation, quite frankly, hey, she's a wonderful individual. She knows what's going on in the community, and she knows everybody one-on-one interaction. And quite frankly, that's how you make a difference. It's relationships. It's you can't build creditness and trustworthy relationships unless you have those interactions. And every police officer needs to do that. to say something like, well, we have a liaison for that community. We don't need a liaison in the community. We need the police officers in that community to interact with one another. And quite frankly, that just leads to much better results and better relationships. And that's really what it's all about.
I've heard that capacity has been an issue in terms of getting those officers to patrol the streets. Do you feel like there should be more dedicated officers just for the community policing aspect, who don't have to respond to calls and be pulled away from that task?
You know, force allocation is very important. Certainly, you need people in critical areas, and you need less people in less critical areas. That's understood. And hey, there might be some things that happen within the city of which people might get pulled one way or another. I don't think that detracts from the issue that you need people to walk the streets and interact with the community. And especially in the high crime neighborhoods, if you got the police on the street already, then hey, they're going to be called what? A block away, not across the city to handle a situation. And that's what needs to happen, Megan.
What are other things that other issues besides public safety that you want to ensure you address?
You know, everybody says that I'm a single issue candidate running on I'm elected now, so a councilman. But the public safety issue permeates everything, whether it be walking the kids from their home to the school buses to prevent instances, whether it be the perception of going downtown at night, whether it be whatever community is safe or isn't, whether you can park your car on the street not worried about the thing being broken in, or whether you're walking down the street and might have to duck because you might be getting shot at. And so there are many things that we can do, but I feel we need to prioritize and make that change, because that one issue permeates everything in the city of Wilmington.
In terms of kind of family dynamics, how do you address family issues, you know, family violence, domestic abuse? What interventions do you think are needed? How do you want the mayor to kind of look at those things?
Domestic abuse is a tragedy in any situation. Child abuse is well within that definition also. The mayor could do very little other than be very supportive. It's going to have to be a faith-based community, organizations that lead to that. It's going to have to be the families themselves that need to make a difference. Okay, but again, it comes back to people feeling safe in their community. And they need to, you can't be a neighbor looking out for somebody else's kid if you're afraid to sit on your step. So again, public safety is everything, but domestic violence, yes, that's another issue with regard to that. But, and in fact, quite frankly, those are at times very dangerous calls for police officers to take. So there's a lot of issues that lead to domestic violence, and quite often those are some of the same issues that lead to violence in other areas.
You mentioned unemployment. Are there certain job sectors that you really want to focus on alongside the mayor to increase jobs for Wilmingtonians?
Unemployment is one of the issues in here, but you have to remember, Megan, I'm a Republican, okay? So it's our job to facilitate employment, not to provide employment. That's a significant difference, because government jobs are not sustainable because of what they do and how they do it and how the funds are raised. again, not to sound like a broken record here, but you're not going to be able to get people or employers to move into the area if they have the perception that public safety is not there. For instance, we're a CPA firm, okay? Do you think for one second I could have staff that wants to work late into the evening during busy season and then have to walk 2 blocks to their car downtown? They wouldn't feel safe about that. So we'd have to provide protection for them and things of that nature. And, you know, it's just the overall fact you don't want employees to feel that way. And so I'm an employer, and there are other employers out there that feel exactly the same thing. So why should I take a spot in the city of Wilmington? If I wanted to stay in Delaware, I could be in Hokesson, Middletown, or elsewhere and not have to address these problems as an employer. My employees would feel much safer.
But how do you address public safety without increasing jobs for those unemployed and living in poverty?
You know, you're... The long-term solution to poverty and unemployment, there's a lot of attributes to that, education being one of them, family situations being another, et cetera, et cetera. It's not the city that's going to be able to go out and hire 10,000 people tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, presto, the city of Wilmington is the safest community in the country and in the world. That's not going to happen. And nor is that the answer. The answer is that in the short term, yes, a change in police allocation, a change in police approach will cure short-term problems. But that won't change the roots. The roots are unemployment, poverty, education, things of that nature. There's a whole attribute that leads to them. You're going to need a multitude of services and areas from state, federal, local, church-based groups, families themselves are going to have to make a difference with that. That's not a one answer to what you're saying the problems are. I understand that, and hopefully everybody else does too.
Yeah, I was just wanting to kind of see if you could elaborate more on specific areas where you'd like to increase unemployment. You know, would you like to see more manufacturing jobs? You know, what types of things can we do as a community to provide employment opportunities?
Well, we can do many things as a community in order to that. If we can attract people to our community, then there would be a workforce for employers to move in here and provide those things. We have a safe downtown. If we have transportation, which we do have, we have a wonderful train station where we have busing here. We have everything in the city of Wilmington. But what keeps people away? It's perception again, Megan. And again, hey, I don't mind sounding like a broken record, because somehow we have to get the idea that we have one significant problem, and if we change that, we will be on the way up the curve to handle the situation.
You mentioned bringing new employers to Delaware. What are some of the employers that you would like to see come to the First State?
Well, First State itself has been renowned for banking and other areas. And you saw last evening where DuPont's going to make a $200 million investment in the experimental station. Sadly, that's right across the river from the city. Would have rather that made that $200 million investment there. But hopefully we'll get some of those residents living in the city, some of those workers living in the city, and that'll help us overall in that particular case. But that, I think, is a good example. Having Chemours stay here also is very important for us. We have a very active bioscience community, Delaware Bio. They just changed executive directors. Bob Dayton, who was a wonderful executive director, has actually retired. And Helen Stimson. What a great lady to be leading that into next decade. So Biosciences are up and coming field, and that would be one there. We just had a master build out of Christiana Care Hospital here in Wilmington. St. Francis also had some wonderful services, and so there are areas where we can definitely work at that. And I feel good about Wilmington, and that's why I ran to help us out and make it even a better place.